listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Okay, so this is how much I love doing the show for you guys. There is an insane snowstorm happening right now in Winnipeg. Not such a crazy thing for Winnipeg. I mean, that's what we're known for, is our snow and everything. But it is the first major snowfall of the year. And, I mean, the people driving on the streets are terrified. They don't know how to drive. They've forgotten how to drive in the snow. So getting here was treacherous. It was slow. Everybody on the highway was going like 40 kilometers an hour. And by the time I get out, my car is going to be covered in snow and I'm going to have to brush it off and warm it up. But you know what? It is totally worth it. There's been a postal strike in Canada, which has really messed with my mail order record buying, I tell you. But yesterday I got home from work and there were all these records waiting for me in my mailbox. So I'm going to have a bunch of new spins today. But it also explains a little bit why it's taking a little bit of time to get everybody their Pledgerama incentives. They're rotating the postal strike across Canada. So some provinces are affected and then other provinces aren't. But if you're shipping overseas and you're shipping from Winnipeg, it'll end up going to Toronto, and then Toronto's on strike for a few days and then everything gets stuck there. So just hang in there and your pledge incentives will get to you eventually. But now that we're all toasty and warm and ready to start rolling, let's get into it.
Thank you. I want to be your man.
Started off down south in Louisiana, New Orleans to be exact, with James Booker, a track called Gonzo on the Peacock label. James Booker was a very interesting character. Dr. John, or as I've introduced him in the past, Mac Rebeneck, described Booker as the best black gay one-eyed junkie piano genius New Orleans has ever produced. He was pretty flamboyant, and he was known as the Black Liberace. Always wore an eye patch, was always in trouble with the law, especially surrounding drug use. His lawyer was one Harry Connick Sr., who helped him out in exchange for piano lessons for his son, Harry Connick Jr. Totally crazy. He had a sad ending to his life. He was always battling with drugs, and he died in a hospital waiting room because he had no money, and he went into the emergency room and died waiting to be seen by a doctor. Tragic, but fascinating. Followed that up with another great New Orleans talent, Bobby Moore. There he was with the Rhythm Aces, I Wanna Be Your Man, that's on the Checker label, and finished everything off with the unmistakable voice of Marvin Gaye. And if you're a DJ, a mod record collector, and you have Can I Get a Witness by Marvin Gaye, then you have I'm Crazy About My Baby on the Tamla label. Because that's the flip side to Can I Get a Witness.
Thank you.
See, I got so much great stuff for you this week that I jumped right into the Northern Soul there, starting off with Queen of Fools. That's by Barbara Mills on the Hickory label. And after that, Number One in Your Heart. That was by the Monitors. Herbie Goines did a version of that. Might even be the original version. I'm not 100% sure because it came out in the same year. The Herbie Goines version is a huge Northern Soul standard. I prefer this version. It's on the VIP label. Finished everything off with the Artistics on Brunswick. Hope we have.
Yeah. alright.
Make it feel alright.
Make it feel alright.
Make it feel alright.
Make it feel alright now.
Make it feel alright.
Make it feel alright. Mmm, women, come along to me. I'll treat you right now. Just wait and see. If you are dying of a broken heart, see me right from the start. Make you feel alright.
Make you feel alright.
Make you feel alright.
Make you feel alright.
Make you feel alright now.
Make you feel alright.
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 Make you feel alright
now.
Make you feel alright.
Make you feel alright.
Started off there with the Mersey's. They are what was left of the Mersey Beats, which is a band that emerged from the Liverpool Mersey Beat scene. Started at the Cavern Club, like the Beatles and Jerry and the Pacemakers. Here they covered the McCoy's Sorrow, and I have it on the Mercury label. It came out on Fontana in the UK originally. Followed that up on the UK Fontana label with the Pretty Things, Midnight to Six Man. That's a great double-sider. I'll play the flip side of that next week. And finished everything off with the Australian Easy Beats. If you're a regular listener, you know that I love the Easy Beats. I'm slowly building up my collection of Australian 45s. That one's called Women Make You Feel. It's on the Australian Parlophone label. I love that part in there where little Stevie, or Stevie Wright, is calling out to Gordon Fleet, whose nickname was Snowy. Snowy Fleet hands over a solo to him, and by the end of his solo, he's like blown away by it. Go blimey, Snow. It's awesome.
When you need a love, babe, come see me. When you need a hug, babe, come see me.
I'm a man down.
are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
Woo! Did you get a second to catch your breath there? That was a real pounding set. That was crazy. Started everything off with Johnny Maestro and the Crests. Come See Me, I'm Your Man. That's on Parkway. Huge floor filler. Followed that with the inspiration for Town Called Malice. Clearly, Martha and the Vandellas, I'm Ready for Love. That's on the Gordy label. And finally, talking about Soul, Marvin L. Sims from the Review label.
Let me see you groove now. I got to
See, now this is how you keep warm on a cold, snowy night. Put on some rockin' great music and just dance around till you work up a sweat. Just don't go outside after you've got a sweat going, because then, you know, you get a cold. So I started off that set with a pretty phenomenal number called It's Time to Move by Sam Green. Now, for some reason, I guess it went to a second pressing. They changed the name of the song. It's exactly the same song, almost exactly the same label, but they changed the name of the song to Oh Girls. The label is Goldsmith TCB, I guess taking care of business, but it's the only song, only single from that label. And as far as I can tell, the only single ever by Sam Green. I have no idea whatever happened to him. Great track though. Followed that up with the insurmountable Kim Weston, I Got What You Need, scorching track, and that's on MGM. Absolutely love that. And finished off that little set with some Northern Soul from Jeff Berry on the Redbird label, which is like the Shangri-La's label. Very interesting label for Northern Soul. I'll Still Love You is the name of that track.
Long.
Covering Summertime Blues, in and of itself, not a big deal, fairly good cover, but the beauty of that recording, aside from Roger Daltrey's voice and the awesome, odd, uncomfortable falsetto harmony that Pete Townsend gives every once in a while, there's a guitar solo in there, which isn't actually just a guitar solo. If you listen to it, it's a crazy awesome guitar solo with a crazy awesome walking bass solo by the Ox, John Entwistle, and Mooney, Keith Moon going like it's a layered three-part solo which all goes together and is remarkable. Before that, I played a wonderful cover of The Best Part of Breaking Up by a band called The Symbols. That's on the UK President label. And it started everything off with a super rare garage number by a band called The Whatnots, Whatknots, on the Dial label. It's called I Ain't Dead Yet. Again, the only single the band ever put out.
Mama knows that I love you. Have to plead with her to take you out tonight. Got to have you home before midnight.
everything's alright. I'm not taking any chances with my baby. Got no time to wait for destiny. Gonna take my girl to the preacher and have my little girl.
No better way to bring on the heat than some Latin boogaloo. That was the Joe Cuba Sextet at the top. Sakatumi is the name of that track. I'm going to also play the flip side of that next week. That's on the Tico label. And then some New York soul boogaloo flavor from Marv Johnson. Come On and Stop is the name of that. I have it on the Canadian United Artists label. Well, another great hour full of awesome music. I had tons of fun. I hope you did too. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram, ModMarty, one word. I put shots of the labels of the records I play so you can see all of the actual records themselves. And go to facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast because I have some very exciting stuff coming up, including a bi-weekly soul R&B garage mod beat All Vinyl Night at Shannon's downtown. So stay tuned for more info on that. I'm going to leave you now with an instrumental cover of 123 Red Light by BB and the Oscars on the Guilford label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.